It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
If you find yourself in Cottonwood, you can't leave without passing yourself by Touzigoot Indian Ruins. From Old Town, just head north on Main and meander until it turns into Broadway. Follow the brown and white signs, the National Monument. It was built between 1100 and 1450 A.D. Two stories, 110 rooms. The word Touzigoot is Apache for crooked water and was designated as a National Monument in 1939 by FDR. It's an incredible place. It was one of the vacation points that Amanda and I stopped at on our honeymoon, and we need to bring the kids back there. It's just an incredible step back in time. Now, wrapping up our Arizona Hour, we've been talking Cowboys, and you can't have talk Cowboys without a little comedy and a little satire.
Ned, read those instructions again.
All righty. We go east through the desert until we come to the singing bush.
Mount up! It means get on your horses.
Arizona moon, keep shining.
When you send somebody out on a trail ride, what kind of directions do they have when they're going off on their adventure?
Out of just, yeah, we do. Great horses that'll stay kind of nose to tail, but you still have to be able to pull back. Slow down. You have to be able to go to the left. You have to be able to go to the right. Most people have the technique that they can do it. You have to just sit up straight and keep your legs off, and that's it. The horses, most of the horses that we use for anybody who's not seriously thinking about riding are the same horses that I could pack bodies on and not have a problem. It's fun. They get to see a lot of country. And then most of the times when somebody comes out and takes a trail ride and they realize, you know, that wasn't fun. How do you have fun? Well, come back. We give lessons. I'll give you your first lesson. Half of it will be about horses and safety, and the second half will be about riding. And the hook's in. All you got to do is get somebody on horseback and successfully do that two-beaded one, two, one, two. You see the smile. You know, it's hard. These horses are expensive. The board's expensive. The shoe is expensive. But the smile on the face, priceless.
Priceless. And how does somebody sign up for Cowboy College?
Well, we have a website, www.cowboycollege.com. You can contact us through the website, info, at cowboycollege.com, 480-471-3151, or just go to Buffalo Chip on Friday night and look for me.
I'm down with that.
I'll get those contacts up on Facebook as well here in the next little bit.
Does Hollywood ever send you a actor to brush these guys up? They've got a bit with horse or in the next movie.
I have done get guys started that do the Renaissance Fair in California. Oh. Give them basic riding skills until the point where they're ready to learn how to fall off, and then I don't want to have to teach them how to do that. We've done a lot of livestock production and TV stuff when it comes to commercials, some movies. The guys that work for me on my TV show were also guys that kept Robert Duvall and Tommy Lee Jones upright when they're on horseback. When you watch a movie like that, right out of frame, there's two, three guys on horseback just, and as soon as they cut, boom, they come over, they grab him, they grab the horse. It's pretty amazing because you can't get hurt. You know, $40 million movie and your star breaks a leg, you can't have it. You have to have great horses and great cowboys there helping.
And they packed him into Lonesome Dove. Danny Glover was in it.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of all Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know, Costner, God bless him, could ride. Billy Crystal could ride. Billy Crystal team roped, but Kevin Costner can really sit a horse and did a lot. The movie Silverado, some of the riding he did in that movie was great.
We just watched, Rosie and I watched Stay Away Joe with Elvis Presley this week. It was absolutely horrible. But yeah. watching him ride, you know, and then you can see when they cut away. But he stayed on pretty well, actually.
You know, I can't even tell it. Yeah, I'll say it. There's a promotional picture from years ago, John Wayne. He's sitting on an Appaloosa. And he's starting to go up this little hill, and his left hand is forward. And underneath his left hand, you could see that his reins are tied in a knot. And it broke my heart. You know, Ben Johnson could ride, and he could ride a horse very well. And somebody probably just put him on a horse and said, we're going to need this picture. And it was just, he didn't notice it. But just to see that kind of, oh, my God, no.
So. When you're talking movies and horsemanship, one of my favorites always been Josie Wales when he lays the horses down.
Yep.
And the Union riders go by, and then they get up on with them mounted.
Yep.
That's an incredible horsemanship scene.
Standard military stuff is lay horses down for protection. We have done, contractually I'm not supposed to say this, there's guys on horseback in 8 different countries right now, even though you think the military does not do, a lot of recon is done on horseback. Hmm. I've worked with guys to figure out how to get on horseback with all this, you know, 2 rifles, a laptop, vests. You know, how do you do that on horseback? And we've done some stuff with Border Patrol, too. So I'm just blessed. I'm the luckiest man. Somebody asked me how I'm doing. How do you feel? Every day's Christmas.
And you said there equestrian-related commerce in Arizona is a $2 billion industry?
And that was Arizona State University and the Arizona State Horse Council about 10 years ago. And $2 billion in Arizona, $100 billion national industry.
Rocco from Cowboy College, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. CowboyCollege.com when you're ready to get started on your cowboy adventure.